792,000 minutes without human rights. 13,200 hours under constant fear for life. 550 days of chanting Azadi, desperate for freedom. And 73 years since a promise was made, the right to self-determination. While the world experienced a dim reflection of lockdown in 2020, only Kashmiris know the true horrors of a ceaseless lockdown. This is the state of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, and these are the lives of 12 million people, not living, but merely surviving. On August 5th, 2019, the Indian government sent shockwaves across the globe.
A significant move to take direct control of the state of Kashmir.
Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir was stripped of a special status. This special status forbade outsiders from settlement, from buying land, from holding local government jobs, and from acquiring scholarships. August 5th, 2019, undid the partition plan of June 3rd, 1947. A right guaranteed to the people of Indian subcontinent, especially to the princely states. UN Security Council resolutions of 1948 are also based on the authority of partition plan. In the same sequence, Article 370 of the Indian Constitution was designed to protect the rights of Kashmiris, as guaranteed in both the partition plan and the United Nations Security Council resolutions. Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir is hence an illegal act violating the very authority based on which Pakistan and India were created. In the first 10 months, the economy suffered a loss of $5.3 billion. Kashmiri exports have dropped by 62%. Lockouts never stop. Hundreds of people are still detained. 45% of the population is now showing signs of mental deterioration. And still almost a million-sized force is deployed, making it the most militarized region on the planet. The question is why? Isn't India the largest democracy in the world? Then why weren't the 12 million Kashmiris consulted before August 5th, 2019? 72 years since the resolution was passed, but an outcome never came. What prevents an outcome here is the same force that murdered Mahatma Gandhi, the RSS.
They believed in racial purity, racial superiority.
The saffron plague now controls the government of India. It's exactly this racist mindset that targets minorities.
With racial superiority, these illusions of Aryan superior race is arrogance.
We already have a model in the world. I don't know why we don't follow it. It has happened in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. You have to look at if the Israeli people can do it, we can also. Yeah.
What does this tell us? Article 370 was revoked to change demographics. In the first week of its passing, the domicile law granted 33,000 certificates to outsiders, and in 1 year, 430,000. How long before its Muslim majority vanishes? The domicile law and the Citizenship Amendment Act both will pave the way for this to happen. Sanghi settlement in Kashmir spells extreme violence against Muslims in future. Are we waiting for a genocide? In a region with three nuclear powers, Indian tactics and policies are dangerous signs of an impending disaster in South Asia. In Ladakh, India has forced an unnecessary escalation with China. Before the carefully orchestrated Balakot strike in Pakistan, one Indian news anchor knew all about it. "The people will be elated," he said. "This is good for the big man in this season." An EU group uncovered 750 plus fake media outlets promoting Indian propaganda over a period of 15 years. The purpose of this vast disinformation campaign? To discredit Pakistan internationally.
To actually push a very pro-Indian agenda.
Pakistan believes that the road to the region's prosperity lies in peace. The opening of the Kartarpur corridor signaled one of Pakistan's most recent attempts at harmony with its neighbor. And what has been the Indian response? A temple is being built on the site of a historic mosque. It is a blot on the face of humanity. With nameless unmarked graves, countless rape victims, innumerable orphaned children, divided families and broken communities, since 1989, more than 100,000 men, women and children have lost their lives in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Until it decides to respect the UN resolution of 1948, this human tragedy will continue to haunt us all. Panjaye zulm o jahalat ne bura hal kiya, banke mikraz hame beparo bebal kiya. Tod is daste sitam kesh ko yarab, jisne ruhe azadiye Kashmir ko pamal kiya.